Vermont lawmakers are considering a bill that would give the state the ability to monitor the activities of so-called data brokers. Supporters called the bill a modest first step to bring accountability to a business that collects and sells huge amounts of personal information, as VPR's Steve Zind reports.
This is a big little bill, in the words of the chair of the House Commerce Committee, which heard testimony on it this week. Little because it's 4 pages long. Big because it would make Vermont the first state to keep tabs on the far-reaching activities of data brokers. These are businesses that gather and sell the wealth of information that's out there about who we are and what we do. As consumers, we're generally unaware of the information and how it's used. Data brokers might sell it to a business that wants to market a legitimate product, or to a financial institution that wants to confirm your identity or see if you're a credit risk. But information from data brokers can also be purchased by criminals and scammers.
Things like lists of police officers and state troopers and their home addresses, lists of rape victims, lists of elderly people with dementia.
Assistant Attorney General Ryan Krieger says his office supports the bill, which would require data brokers to identify themselves.
The key element of this bill is if you're buying and selling Vermonters' data, you need to register in the state of Vermont so we know who you are.
The bill would also require them to disclose where they got their information, the nature of the information, and to show how they're vetting the people who buy it. Data brokers get their information from online and purchasing activities. They search public records and even file Freedom of Information requests. The legislation would not stop the collection and use of personal information, and it wouldn't give consumers any control over how it's used. But Krieger says it could help shine a light on shadier brokers.
It does not curtail anything. It does require that data brokers have reasonable systems in place to know that their customer is who they say they are, and they're not using the data for criminal purposes.
Pam Dixon, executive director of the nonprofit World Privacy Forum, told committee members by phone that personal data is frequently used to create consumer scores. She said there are frailty scores, consumer propensity to spend scores, and succeed at work scores. Dixon says a consumer score can have an impact on an individual's insurance premiums or employment opportunities. And unlike credit scores under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Dixon says consumer scores aren't regulated.
There is a very important role for government to provide safety for individuals and to provide reasonable assurance of good and fair and non-deceptive business practices.
Dixon estimates nationally there are 4,000 to 6,000 businesses involved in collecting, analyzing, and marketing consumer data. Among them are companies that provide addresses, phone numbers, and other personal information for a fee. Erica Olson with the National Network to End Domestic Violence told committee members that the easy availability of that information makes it very difficult for violence and abuse survivors to keep their abusers from finding them.
Almost always, the survivors that we talk to have already been found multiple times, and they are trying to figure out why this person keeps finding them.
Speaking for the parent company of LexisNexis, which collects personal data and sells it to businesses and government, lobbyist Charles Storo said much of the work done by the company is already subject to federal regulation. And he said the bill's requirements could force it to reveal trade secrets. Committee member Republican Representative Robert Frenier of Chelsea also questioned the need for the legislation.
I don't think we know enough about the industry to regulate it. If we're the first ones in the country to do it, we've got a great potential to have a nice expensive lawsuit on our hands. As an old newspaper man, I always get leery when somebody wants to ask questions and insist on knowing my sources. And the difference between these guys and the Wall Street Journal escapes me.
The proposed bill would also require public agencies to keep a record of personal information provided to data brokers. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.